it is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. I got to make sure that no matter what I'm doing, and I got to believe in what I'm doing. You got to believe in it. You can't. This is the difference between being on that tight line and being creepy, weird, friend zone guy, or being the one that she wants to sleep with because I'm making her feel things. I'm making her see things. I'm making her see things that she never thought that a guy could even do things. That's what I'm talking about. That's the communication. Matt, yes, the lines are open, Matt. You can call in. That's what I'm talking about, the communication. But see, when you're the nice guy, you're going to always play it safe because you don't believe in yourself. And when you don't believe in yourself, you're going to mess up. See, for me, as I told you guys before, as a man, as a whore, as a slut, as a romantic guy, a sensual, a sexual, a freaky, a dirty, a naughty, a nasty motherfucker, that I embrace all of me. So many of you right now run away from yourselves. I want you to embrace yourself. Embrace the sexual side of you. Embrace the freaky side of you. Embrace the dirty side of you. Embrace the romantic side of you. Because every side of you is going to come out at a certain time, and you got to make sure the time is right to bring out the right person. But how can you bring out the romantic side of you when you get shamed by these content creators telling you that soft men are romantic? Being romantic is soft. Being sensual is soft. Being smooth is soft. Or having women tell you being dirty and freaky is not good. No, man, listen. You must embrace every side of you, because if you embrace those sides of you, you will be able to communicate sides of you that she has never, ever, she's never, ever seen before. Because the average guy, let me check the phone lines, because the average guy runs away from his sexuality. A lot of guys run away from sexuality. And that's the problem. I'm not saying that you got to be Don Juan. I'm saying that if you're dealing with a Don Juan type woman, you better have them on standby so when that moment comes, you can put Don Juan flavor in her motherfucking ears. That's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm saying. AB, yes, limiting beliefs. Yeah, you limit yourself. Thank you, 140 likes. Thank you, my 140. My dogs, 140. Think about what I'm saying. Don't limit yourself, because people, listen to me, guys. Let me check the lines real quick. 515-605-9373 is the number. If y'all want to call in, I got you covered. If you're having text message problems or anything like that, just get at me. I got you. But gentlemen, what I'm trying to get you guys to see that regular guys are not showing you about, okay? You've got to be prepared for every opponent. I'm not saying that you've got to face the opponent, but what I'm saying is your opponent can come in freaky, dirty, nasty, sensual, sexual, romantic. It's not one size fits all. And like I keep telling you, women are like music. You got your classical women, you got your jazz, your blues, your alternative kind of women, you got your Latin kind of women, you got your metal, your pop, your rock, your urban, your world, your hip hop, your house. You got different kinds of women. All women are not the same, but they can be emotionally driven the same way, because it's the emotions that drive their behavior. For us, it's the body that drives our behavior. It's not the emotions. It's the emotions that y'all guys have been running away from all your life because you have felt as a young man that it's a bad thing to understand your body, understand what you like and know what you like and be able to stand on that. That doesn't make you weird. That it's not a, listen, I'm trying to show you guys, you've got to learn yourself that this is what it's all about. It's not trying to be like me. I don't want you to be like me. I know that there are things inside of you that you have, but you must learn yourself and learn about your dirty self. You're freaky, you're nasty, you're naughty, you're sensual, you're sexual. That's what we're going to be doing in April. We're going to be, we're going to be hitting on that every month whenever we do something. But we want to make sure that you guys don't feel ashamed to push the boundaries of your sexuality. And I'm not saying bisexuality. I didn't say that. I said the boundaries of your sexuality, meaning that every woman is going to come a different way. And if you are not prepared for them coming at you a certain way, you're going to fall right into the friend zone because you're not going to be able or be prepared for the woman that maybe she wants a one-night stand. Maybe she does want a relationship, but you know what? You're not going to give it to her, but she'll still sleep with you. I know you can give me a relationship. I know you don't want a relationship, but I can still hope that we can have a relationship together. So why don't we sleep together? We can still be with each other and sleep with each other. Matthew, the lines are in. Matthew, call in. Matthew, how we are, man. If you bring something up, we expect you to stand on it. This is y'all's problem. There's another problem, Matthew. Matthew, whenever you make a statement, the thing that y'all have to do is you got to be able to move on the statements that you make. This is why y'all mess up and lose, because y'all make statements, but you ain't acting on the statement that you made. Matthew, let me give you an example. I'm going to use you as an example, Matthew. Okay, Matthew, the lines have been open for 7 minutes. You asked that question, Matthew, what time was that? I'm going central, 10:44. You asked that question damn near 20 minutes ago and you ain't calling in. This is why y'all lose, man. Y'all ain't even I try to get y'all to understand that everything you do. Let me turn that down. Hold on, give me a second, guys. I'm sorry. Sorry for the little noise. Let me mute that real quick. Sorry, guys. 2 seconds. Let me mute that real quick. There we go. Sorry, guys. Go ahead and mute this shit. Mute for 8 hours. There we go. Got that now. Okay. All right, wait a second. God damn it, Antonio. You want to do this all right now? Damn it, Antonio. Hold on. We got one receipt from Antonio. Maybe we can play it. Here we go.
I used the word compliant specifically, Vicky, because that's the word that you use. See, you've got to remember what my occupation is and what I deal with every day. It's communication. And communication strategies and knowing how people communicate. Don't worry, I've worked you out. I've worked you out very well.
Yeah, that's women, man. I'm telling y'all guys, man. It's women, man. Joshua, yes, but Joshua, you're right, but it's also being a king of your world, an emperor, a god of your world, where you can come to your world for all the answers that you need. You're right. I agree with you, Joshua. You're right, and that's why I try to tell all you guys that's listening right now. It's not about just going up to a woman and saying things. 252, you're up, brother. What's going on? How can I help you?
Hey, what's up, Dean? How you doing?
Good, brother.
Yeah, I'm over here cooking. Sorry, I was cooking crock pot food. Yeah, my question to you tonight is about, I called in the other day about, spitting yak with
Yes.
With like poems, like going to poetry clubs, yes. You know, writing poems, stuff like that, and how to actually, do you actually recommend like doing this in person, going to these places?
I've never been
to a poetry club.
All right. Well, listen, it's one of the most amazing things if you ever go. When you go to a poetry club, you'll go to some that are really hot where the women dress up like they're going to the club. You'll have groups of women that the women are looking for stimulating sexual intimacy through words. And that's what turns them on. And see, the one thing that I learned from my mentor is this, is that if you write it down, you better be able to say it to yourself, sell it to yourself. But then when you can perform it in front of people without being nervous, that's when you've got it. Because what you're building with the woman is you are starting to build a passionate world in which it's like a gingerbread house. See, the women that go to poetry clubs is no different from a woman going to a hip-hop concert, a country or western concert, a class or whatever, whoever's performing. They're going to see the stimulation that guy is giving them through the words or the music, okay? So when you're on stage, and this is just even talking to the woman or texting the woman caller, is that one thing I'm doing is I'm pulling her away from her insecurities, okay? And I'm making her open up a door to her sexuality. See, remember, and I talked about this earlier, a lot of women will go with the dresses, the purses, and the shoes because it takes away the insecurity. When you make a woman and you bring her down that street of sexuality, okay, because a lot of women are feeling insecure about their bodies and all this other stuff, they're being slut-shamed and all this other stuff, right? What I'm saying to her and what she's perceiving is that he's making me not only forget about my insecurities, but he's also making me lose time. Shit, I was just talking to him, and my God, I can't stop thinking about him. And the thoughts are not he's a good guy. It's how many women does he have? And where do I fall in this? And am I good? And see, what I call insecurities, I call them sexual insecurities because it's no longer about her body and stuff. It's about her placement in my life. Am I good enough to be with him? How many other women are they? And what position I'm in? These are the things I wanted to start thinking about because at that moment, she knows I'm going to fulfill her sexual needs. She knows I'm going to make her feel safe. She knows I'm going to be clear, concise, and transparent. She knows that I'll be able to, when it's time to be dirty, I can be dirty. And when it's time to be smooth, I can shift that shit down depending on what the day is, okay? She knows that I'm wide open where I'm fine if we can use toys because maybe she's a woman that loves to use toys, but she's too ashamed to say it because the last guy she brought up using toys shamed her for saying, my God, why are you using toys? That's weird. You know, I'm not like that. No. I want her to know that she can use toys if she wants to. If she needs me to be dominant to her, I can. I can go ahead and tie her ass up, spank her ass, and do everything she wants other than bisexual or pegging. That's the two things we don't do. But everything goes... Everything goes my way. Why? Because I want her to desire me without the shame that she feels from the average guy. I will never pretend to be her motherfucking friend. I will never pretend to be like I want to be her buddy. I'm not doing any of that shit. I'm letting her know from the get-go, through my words, my actions, my approach, that I don't want to be your friend. The reason I'm here is because I am sexually attracted to you. And yes, I do want to get to know you in a more intimate way. I do. But I'm not afraid to be honest with her. And I know if I get her, I'm going to build up sexual tension. That's the same thing with the poetry. I know I can build up the sexual tension because I can hit her ass from land, sea, air, space. Where the average guy hits her from one spot, my brother, I'm hitting her from all four, okay? But I want her to have the desires without being shamed for desiring me. And every moment that I'm with her, remember I told you, I'm going to show her that the world is not as flat as she thinks when it comes to sex. Because the average guy who runs away from his sexuality, I didn't say anything about bisexuality, guys, I said sexuality, that when you embrace everything that you're capable of doing and you trust the narrative, you can bring the woman along because as you're evolving, she's going to evolve with you. The more she evolves with you, the more she's going to be into you, and she's going to bypass. Remember, guys, I told you the fight between the mind and the body. There's going to be a battle. The body, she might say, look, he's short, he's fat, and he's ugly. But you know what her mind is saying? All I do is think about him. I want to fuck him. What are we going to do? Or it could be the opposite. She can say, you know what? He's not my type, but I want her body, but I want to have him inside of me, no matter what it is. But the sex that we have is not the penetration. See, everybody thinks it's about the penetration with the woman. It's the penetration plus the emotions that make the sex good. If you're just penetrating her without emotions, she's just laying there looking at the ceiling like, hurry up, is he going to be over? Oh, my God, I got to go shopping. Please hurry up and get this over with. But that's why I want to penetrate. The emotions plus the penetration is going to lead to greater sex. And I can penetrate her even if she's on Mars as long as I can touch her, okay? Because I'm taking all of her vulnerabilities, my brother, all the stuff that she is insecure about. I'm saying your insecurities don't define you. I'm showing her through us talking that now I don't care about her insecurities, but I'm getting her to go away from those because the more she focuses on me, gentlemen, remember thing, the more she focuses on me, gentlemen, the more she runs away from the insecurities. And it goes back to I always love you. You know my favorite message. Is this the one right here? No, that's not the one. Wait, where's it at? Here's my favorite message. Let me take Taylor's thing off. Sorry, I had that shit on too long. Let me tell you. Man, she wants to be pissing and shitting on her, then clean ourselves in the shower afterwards. Ralph, I can't do that. She's buying me shit. She just paid. Well, wait, Rattlesnake, you're lying. Hold on, Rattlesnake, stop lying, man. Come on, man, you ain't doing that shit. Do I believe in God? No, I believe in me. I don't believe in God. I believe in me. Let me keep going. Let me show y'all something. So what I was saying to y'all guys out here is this. When you have a woman with this on her mind in the beginning, it's already over before it starts. Because touching a woman caller without touching her is just that. Positioning yourself where you're the only thing on her mind. She looks forward to hearing from you. She's constantly checking her phone to see if you message her. Is he messaging me? And let me tell you what women do, guys. Women will say, you know what, damn it. They'll call their girlfriends up. Girl, how can I get his attention again? You know, he's not messaging me now. Is he not like me? He's not in. And our girl was like, girl, calm the fuck down. You acting too goddamn deep, thirsty, and needy, girl. Women will say that to women. You're acting too damn thirsty. Be patient. And she'll say, oh, well, I'm thinking about him. What's wrong with me? You know, because, see, the man that takes away the woman's insecurities is the same man that brings the insecurities back when he's not around. And she starts questioning herself because he's not messenger. Well, what can I do? How can I get him to talk again? And this is what women scheme. And this is why I keep telling you, they're smart. They'll do that. They'll double text you accidentally, or they'll say what you're doing or what are you up to. You see what I'm saying, caller? So it's just not writing the poetry. That's just a. Yes. What's up?
Are you writing like erotic, like
yes,
text messages, poems? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, let's go listen to poetry.
Like I'm gonna blow.
Hey, I'm gonna drop a new poem this tonight or tomorrow, whatever. But no, listen to my tracks. I'm talking a lot of shit. But
is it filthy? Like pretty raw.
Here that I can utilize anytime. What's up?
Like, is it pretty like filthy? Like a girl would blush and shit hearing it.
Yeah, I got all different. Man, listen. Remember, I play all the instruments. So I can be freaky, dirty, nasty, sensual, romantic, smooth, caring, thoughtful. I got so many ways. You got to learn how to be air, water, and sand. You got to be able to fit in to bring her over. You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying you got to be what she wants you to be, but she's got to feel sexually safe enough to trust you to go over to the other side. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you. That was smooth.
Yeah, so it's not about like, hey, woe is me, Romeo, Juliet, and all this other stuff. It's about the conversation class 1, 2, and 3. It's about the dirty talk. It's about learning the kissing. See, what people don't understand, the kissing 101, the making out, the fucking 101, and all these other things, that connects to the communication. Because remember, I told you, if I can't text it, say it on voice message, video or live, I'm not using it. So if I do the 5-play, which is the pussy eating, not only do I have to perform it, but I got to perform it on what? Voice, texting, video, or going live. You see what I'm saying? I got to be able to create something that I can express to a woman at any point in time and take her on a sexual ride to what it's going to be like to be with me.
Yeah, it seems like guys nowadays are like, so they can't communicate. You know, they're always on their phone. So by you doing all this poem,
right,
you're going to be next level, man. It's next level.
Well, it's not next level. They choose not to because they won't embrace people don't understand how many cells they have. They're their own virtual reality. Like, you ever see those like sci-fi shows where it's like you're living in another dimension? You know, they're like different yous and different dimensions kind of thing. Well, what a lot of guys don't understand is they got a lot of dimensions inside of themselves. Because your freaky self is not your sensual self. Those are two totally different yous. Your romantic self is not your nasty self. Totally different. But they're you, but they're different. But it's like this. I'll give you an example. You're not going to bring a baseball and a bat to play football. And you're not going to play, and you're not going to bring a hockey puck to play basketball. You see what I'm saying? Every situation has its own place. So if you know you're playing football, you're going to bring the football because that works with football. It won't work with baseball. It won't work with hockey. And it won't work with basketball. Totally different thing. But you know, see, this is what a lot of guys, y'all don't understand. You guys make the adjustments all day. Your boys say, hey, man, let's go play some ice hockey or some hockey on a tennis court. You automatically know I need to bring my hockey puck and my hockey stick, right? You automatically know that. You don't think baseball, basketball, or football. You know it's hockey. You know what it takes, and you bring that what you need. You bring what you need, right? So when it comes to a woman, depending on the situation, is where you bring that you. See, you have so... See, this is why I'm telling you, people don't break this thing down. This is where they mess y'all up. Hey, there you go. Who you say to Mr. Man? I'll say to Mr. Man, you're right. It's a multiverse inside of you. And I give you the example. Your multiverse right now, for a lot of you guys, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer. That's a multi, that's five U's that you have right now. Think about what I'm saying, caller. Five of those. You got five of those right now inside you. Because if your friends are saying, let's play soccer, or no, let's play football, right? You already know the rules of the sport. You already know what you're good at, what position. You may be good at throwing, catching, running, playing defense. You already know what your skills are. And you prepare yourself for the event. That's the football you. If you go and play baseball, you know to bring your bat, your glove, your ball. And are you good at shortstop, catcher, pitcher, third base, shortstop, deep right, middle field? You see what I'm saying? That's the multi you. Does that make sense? Does that make any sense to you? Caller?
Yes, hello? Yes. So you're pretty much all things that a woman or
yeah. You hit it. You are all things, but how can you be all things when you don't believe that you can be all things? Because, again, listen, you don't think you driving a car is not another multiverse of you? You don't think when you cook, that's not another multiverse of you? You don't think when you go to job, you go to work, that's not another, because the way you are at the job is not the way when you're with your boys. It's you, but it's a different part of you that you're accessing depending on the situation. That's what people don't teach all about. You have so many yous inside of you that you haven't even tapped into all the yous that you have. Because a lot of you guys run away from sexuality like it's a bad thing. You see what I'm saying? You know, people are going to shame you to say, oh, man, being romantic is soft. Being romantic is thirsty. You see what I'm saying? People are going to shame you for that. I'm not saying you got to be Don Juan. I'm saying you've got to access to that person and just have them on standby if it comes to that point. I'm not saying you got to bring them out, but you have access to them like you have your baseball, your basketball, your hockey, your soccer. It's the same thing. Because guess what you can do? If I needed you to explain football to me, could you do it through a text message?
Absolutely.
Could you do it through a voice message?
Yes.
Could you do it through video?
Yep.
And if we were live or one-on-one, you could show me on the football field, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing with communication, brother. When you can do all four of those things, that means what you have, what you just said, you have learned the skill of football. That's a non-negotiable. That means you can never, ever not unlearn what you know, because that's your football you. That's what I'm saying with communication that people don't talk about.
So are you saying to a girl you can convey a sexy motherfucker to her on all levels? Text.
Yes.
Phone,
text, just like you explained football to me. Yeah, I'm sorry?
So you're saying you can be a sexy motherfucker to her on voice, on text, on fucking
video,
Skype, FaceTime.
Or being face-to-face live. Yes.
Yep.
Because you can, and when you access it, it's, think about you learning football. Football, is football your sport? What's your sport? What's your favorite sport?
I was a pro MMA fighter, cage fighter.
All right, well, hey, let's use MMA. You had to learn the rules of MMA, right? You had to learn kind of exercises you had to do. You had to learn the holds and position. You had to learn defense, and you had to learn the different styles of MMA fighters. Am I correct? Right?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, you know it so well that if I asked you, I say, hey, man, I don't know anything about MMA fighting. Or a woman says to you, you know what? I enjoy MMA fighting. You know, I don't mind watching it. I watch it sometimes, but it's just so grueling. Do you not know that you can talk to her through a text message, voice message, video, or live, and not only break down MMA, but you'll be able to tell her the story of what got you to get into MMA. You'll be able to tell her your story of how you did in MMA, and you'll be able to position yourself to say, when you come over, I'll show you a few MMA moves that not only I can use in the bedroom, but I can use these in the living room. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You'll be able, what you're doing is, you're taking the MMAU from the millions of views, and you're pushing them to the forefront where you're saying, you know what? Guess what? I can talk about it. I can text it, voicemail, video. I can show you one-on-one, and I've got a story to tell. A story to tell is different from what do you do for a living? You can start from, I was walking down the street, and I saw these guys in this octagon, and there was something that drew me to it, and I couldn't take my eyes off of it. And I was watching, I was like, wow, this is amazing. And I just started watching it. And then after a while, I really got into it. I started getting the books, the magazines. I started practice. I started working out. You're starting to tell the woman the story of you through the MMAU. See, that part of you is communicating for you. He's the representative of you. But now we ask ourselves, we just don't want to talk about MMA. Now how do I use MMA to turn this shit more intimate? You see what I'm saying? How do I use the story of me being an MMA fighter for a little while? How can I use this in sexuality? You know how I can use this one? Because you know what? Have you ever tried this move right here? Text her. You text her. Voicemail, video. Have you ever tried this move right here? You ever know about this move right here? No, what move is that? Well, it's when I get behind you, I'll grab you in a pretzel and fucking make you tap.
The rear naked choke.
Yeah, well, wait. This is the rear. Have you ever heard of the rear naked choke? No, what is the rear naked choke? You explain it to her, right? But then guess what you can say?
Tell her to get naked.
But if you're on your best behavior, I can show you the sexual rear naked choke.
Oh,
with that, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you're taking it up a notch. Because when she's hearing your story, guess what she's running away from? The insecurities. You have her full attention because it's at this moment you're not interviewing her. You're just talking to her. You're saying this is who you're dealing with. She's learning more about you, and the more she learns about you and your story, the more she gets more comfortable with you, which means what? She begins to feel more safe with you because now she knows if I go out in the alleyway with this motherfucker, ain't nobody going to mess with us. He's going to fuck him up, right? That's safe, right? So now you're playing a whole different ball game now just through talking about MMA because you know it. You can talk it, text it. Put it on a dub. You can express MMA, okay? You can express that. But now once it's expressed, now that's where the flirtation comes in. So check this out. See, you can – MMA is really – now follow me on this because this is very important to remember. You can talk about MMA, but you can mess it up if you just keep talking about MMA and you don't utilize sexuality to connect with MMA. Remember, you gotta make a connection, not just with the story, but something that she can see herself. See what I'm saying? You talk about MMA, which is great. That's cool. But eventually, you could keep going on. You don't want to keep going on and talking about it. What you want to do is you want to make sure that then once we begin talking about MMA, we got to add some type of flirt. Now, this is my question. Do I bring in the dirty me, the smooth me, the kinky me, the dirty? Then I got to add on. You see what I'm saying? I got to add on and shift the talk of MMA to more of you and me wrestling and either in the bedroom or in the living room or in the kitchen. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, like that's why nerdy guys never really get much women, right? Because they're always like analytical and shit.
Well, no, but see, you can be analytical to an analytical woman. But you can be too analytical if you're not mixing in sexuality. See, the one thing that you must add to the mix, I don't care if you're a nerd, I don't care if you're shy, I don't care if you're an introvert, I don't give a fuck who you are. Be who you are, but know that you can't keep talking about the same thing if there's no pinch of sexuality in whatever you're talking about. Because at that point, you're going to just go on and you're going to derail. Remember, I told you it's a fine line. It's a fine line. You can talk about yourself, but eventually you got to move towards sexuality because you're leading the woman. Even if you're analytical, you're an introvert, you're shy, you've got to lead her. If you're leading her in a regular conversation, that's fine. But if you can't lead her towards sex, then it's going to fucking bite you in the it's going to bite you in the ass. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you have any other questions?
That was fire, man. Thanks, Dean. Appreciate you.
See, this is how deep the game is, so I want you to think about that. So what you should be doing tonight, right, you know MMA, right? There's something about mm-hmm. you that you can tell a woman. You can tell her the story of how, I know I have a hobby. This is something I love to do. I love MMA wrestling, but you can tell her the why. But eventually, you've got to turn that MMA to sexual MMA. The analytical guy's got to turn that analytical conversation to sexual analytical conversation. The introvert has got to turn that into sexual introverted conversation. You see what I'm saying? You have got to drop in sexuality in whatever it is you're saying, or it's going to bite you in the ass because all you're doing is just talking at that time. You're just talking. You're not leading, right? The sexuality is the gust of wind that's going to push her compass towards your dick, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's important. That's why it's important, okay? But Mr. Torres, no, listen. It's only going to be weird if you can't explain to her your why. See, you're right. Some weirdos do get into fighting. But the reason I got into fighting, I'm just saying, the reason I got into MMA fighting is because I love the thrill of battling. I love challenges. It's nothing like a greater challenge in fighting another man that has a different style of fighting and trying to win and tap him out. But, remember, caller, remember this. Think about this. Think about when you're doing the MMA. You know when you get in that octagon, they're what? How many different styles of fighters are there in MMA? Can you tell me right now, how many different styles of fighters?
There's boxers. There's Thai fighters. There's
right.
wrestlers, Greco-Roman. Brazilian
yes.
jiu-jitsu, judo.
Right. So, check this out.
Karate.
You know there's different opponents, right? But you know before you get in that goddamn octagon, you got a move to get you out of whatever you're fucking facing. You see what I'm saying? You in your
yeah.
head, let's say in your head, you already got to say, if he's a karate guy, I've got to fight him this way. If he's Brazilian jiu-jitsu, I got to fight him this way. If he's a mat wrestler, mm-hmm. I got to fight him this way. You see what I'm saying? You're already prepared.
Yep.
It's the same thing
like in
with women.
Like in chess, right?
Yes, because at that point, once you figure out what they are, then you have a defense mechanism to use to benefit you. And even if you tried and you get your ass knocked the fuck and tied up and you tap out, you still don't lose because you're learning from the experience. So the next time you meet somebody like that, you're not going to let them get you into that. Does that show you that? You see what I'm saying? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, my mind is definitely opened up the way you're describing the whole thing about.
Right.
You know, like communicate. Yeah.
Right. But the difference between the nice guy and the assertive guy is that I'm not just talking to you to talk to you. I'm not talking to you to try and impress you. I'm not trying to impress you. Shit, you should be impressed because you were the motherfucking Martian. I'm my own kind. Shit, I'm not trying to impress you. What I'm trying to get you to see is what it will be like if you open up your legs or open up your mouth and put me inside of it. You see what I'm saying? I'm just giving you a sample of what it's like, or I'm going to drop a seed right here. So when we stop talking and you talk to the average guy, he's going to be so goddamn boring that you're going to come back to me. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's how it works, brother. It's not as complicated as people think it is. It's just that you got to begin to access the different yous. And people don't even realize they had different people. People don't even realize that they utilize different cells every damn day. The way you wash yourself in the shower and clean yourself up is totally different from the guy that learns how to, the way you wash dishes and fold your clothes. They're different yous, but they're you. I know I'm sounding crazy, guys, but you got to understand, you operate under so many yous, but the one door you have not opened up is the door of sexuality. Sexuality with assertiveness is going to get you in the motherfucking door because there's no fear. You're going after what you want, but you're positioning yourself. But if you're running away from sexuality, that's what a lot of guys do because they're ashamed. They think, oh, my God, that's weird having to. No, it's not weird. It just gives you ammunition. The more sexual you can be with a woman, not sexual as in the way I'm going to smash you and all that stuff. No, she sees it in the way you dress. She sees it when you walk in your house. She sees it when she looks around and see the beautiful nude paintings on the walls. She sees it when your house is immaculate and you don't have to have much shit. You just got to look clean. She sees it in the wine above your bed that she's dealing with a guy that she's never met before. Who is this guy? Why is he? Where is he? How is he? How many women does he have? Am I number one? Am I number six? Am I number 15? What do I got to do to get his attention? This is what, see, what's funny about women that become insecure and you get rid of their insecurities, you don't understand what you unlock. And I got to talk about this now because I want to carry this over. Have you ever heard of sexual insecurities, brother? Sexual insecurities in a woman is the thing that I always talk about, the competition. Remember, I always talked about this, even in the early 90s about this. I always talk about two girls. They're the best friends. They grew up together. They would put posters on the walls. They spend a night together. They would put stickers and call guys up and hang up and laugh, and they have the best time ever, right? They're like, oh, we're going to be sisters for life. Oh, I love you. Oh, I love you too. We're going to be the best friends ever. It's us first the world type bullshit, right? Until there's a boy they both like. And when there's a boy they both like, one of them motherfuckers is going to knock the other one down by spreading horse rumors on her because women are catty as fuck. And women want to be number one in a man's life. And when she sees that your opportunity versus being the option, the nice guy is the option. The assertive man is the opportunity. When you become the opportunity, remember, follow me on this, big dog. If you are the only one of your kind, how does she have a playbook on you? There's no playbook on you, right?
No, Paul? you're a different breed. You're a different breed.
Right. And if you're a different breed, that means she doesn't know how to handle you because she's never met you before, right? So she begins to walk on her tippy toes. She begins to beat around the bush. She begins to say, oh, shit, I can't, who is this guy? How do I maneuver my sexuality like I do with the average guy to get this guy in line? Why do I hate him so much, but I can't stop thinking about him? Why do I want him so much, but I got to hold myself back so I don't look like a slut? Who is he? Why is he? I've got to know more. Every layer I peel is what? It's like a drug.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button.
Does that make any sense? Every layer I peel is a brand new drug, right? I've never met a guy that is so sure of himself, so cocky, so arrogant, but he can express himself without looking soft. And how he makes me feel. Remember, this is not about how we think. They are driven by feelings, man. And if you can't tap into that feeling, you ain't gonna get her. I don't care how many roses, how many dinners you buy her. If you're not tapping into that, see, this is what was wrong with the earlier callers. They're beating around the bush. They're afraid to tap into the emotions because they're afraid of the rejection. You can't be afraid of rejection. Man, let me tell y'all something. I can't tell you guys how many times I've been rejected by women, but I can't tell you how many times they came back to fuck me as well. I didn't get them all, but hey, the greatest problem you're going to have is a lot of women are not going to fuck with you because they can't handle what they are when they're around you. Wait, just get deep. Hold on, I need y'all to put on your life vest because I don't want y'all drowning on this shit. I'm going to say it again. There are women that are not going to mess with any of you guys because they will lose control of themselves. Women don't like... Women love the control they have over the average guy. But the reason they love the assertive man is because they lose control. Some women love the, like, remember the clips I showed you guys, all right? I'm going to play the clips again to show you with these women. Listen to how these women love to lose control because the guy is being dominant. Listen.
It gets boring. It's kind of sad that we're attracted to, like, the bad boy stereotype. And I feel like that comes into play because I have a strong character. So, naturally, I just want a strong man. Like, I want somebody to be like, bitch, shut up. Like, you wrong. Calm yourself down. It's to the point where, for example, like, I've been talking to him for almost a month, and we haven't done anything sexually because he's so nice that he's taking his sweet time with
me. I'll stop right there. See what I'm saying? So nice. Taking your sweet old time. Keep taking your time. You already lost the pussy. And listen, you don't have to cuss out a woman and say, bitch, shut up. You could just say, if this keeps up, I'm out. You're not going to talk to me that way. Do you know how many women I've slept with by just checking them? And the funny thing is what got me the pussy was a lot of these women never been checked before at the door. How many of you guys have ever had the balls to be damn near naked with a woman? She says something out of pocket, and you tell her to put her clothes on and get out. That's how deep it is, man. A lot of guys can't do that because a lot of guys will accept the disrespect if they're getting pussy, which loses respect from the woman. That's how deep the game is, man. So you good, caller? Because I continue, but you good though?
Yeah. Also, one other thing. So let's say you go to a poetry night, right, and you got, like, a bunch of girls there, you know, some dudes. And that would be pretty dope to actually go up there, you know, have a poem you wrote out, like a filthy-ass poem, and just, like, you know, see the expression on everyone's faces, like, saying, like, yeah, I want to lick down your back, down to your crack, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah,
I think that would be kind of funny, honestly. So. Yeah, but I appreciate you, Dean. Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, but what was the question? I thought it was a question.
Oh, yeah.
So
I can see the girls at that situation. Those, you know, a lot of girls are at poetry nights, and I'm sure a lot of them are, like, pretty filthy. So I'm sure it's a pretty good situation, a good watering hole to meet good women.
It's not about back to crack. It's more see – every woman in that crowd has a gauge. They're going to be freaky women, dirty women, sexual women, sensual women, romance women. They're going to be different levels of women there, okay? So wherever you're talking to is the group of women that's going to be more apt to talk to you. Because every woman is not the same. Remember I told you before, every woman is not the same. Not to say they can't do the same things, but they're going to get stimulating poetry, meaning that stimulation could be bending your ass over, smacking you, spitting on you, telling you to take the dick, right? Versus taking my hands and slowly guiding from your neck down to your chest as I look in your beautiful ass eyes and whisper in your ears how I'm going to eat that beautiful pussy as yours. And as I take my left hand and touch your pussy, I can feel the juices dripping up. You know, it's different women. But they're all there for stimulating men, because the man that can stimulate her on stage is a man that can stimulate her ass through a text message, a voice message, a video, and especially face-to-face. He's a dangerous-ass man, and that's the guy that they ask, how many women do you have? So what? What's up?
So how come some guys suck, like, in person, but some guys are good on text? But some guys aren't all four, all five. Some guys can't do it in person.
Because they're not good at texting. They just think they're good at text. Okay, think about this. If it's texting, talking on the phone, voice message, video, or going live, okay? Those five things, right? What's the common denominator of those five things?
You're the one in charge. You're the leader.
Yes. So that means, just like I asked you with football, if you really know what you're doing, you can express breaking down football for you, MMA. You can break it down. There is no, well, think about this. Steve, I can text you about MMA, but I can't tell you on the phone. I'm good at texting MMA, but I can't tell you in person, then you know he's full of shit, right? You see what I'm saying? When you know what you're doing, you can do it in any type of form of communication because you know it. Doesn't that sound weird if I told you, hey, I can talk to you on the phone about football, but I can't text it? Now, do you think I know football if I told you that?
No.
Right. So when the guy says, Steve, I'm good at talking to women. I'm good at approaching women and talking to them face-to-face, but I can't text them. I don't know how to talk to them on the phone. You see what I'm saying? Well, I don't know what to do on a date. Are they really good at what they're saying? That's what I'm trying to get y'all guys to see. What I keep telling you, you either are or you're not, right? That means you are, as in you can tell me about MMA, and you could do that probably doing it sign language and Braille if you wanted to break that shit down, right? If you can do it sometimes, that means you can't do it at all. You are either going to be able to do it or not. And if you're doing it sometimes, you can't do it at all because you're the common denominator. You see what I'm saying? You're the common denominator. So how, excuse me, how you express yourself is all on how you feel about yourself. All this comes down to you. This has nothing to do with the woman. She's there to see, can this guy push me over the edge and get me to see things in myself that other men can't do? Because if he can't push me over that edge, he's just like everybody else. Does that make any sense, my brother?
No, man. Straight fire, man. I understand completely now.
Yeah, it's easy.
So
yeah, go ahead. What'd you say?
So pretty much you are omnipresent with this whole situation.
Whole situation. Because I created it in my universe, man. Because I believe in it. I own it. I stand by it. I know my whys. I'll fight and die for that shit. I'll walk away for that shit from a woman. That's how much I believe in it. I believe it enough to lose a woman over that shit. Because I believe in that shit more than the woman. Period. If I'm talking MMA and I tell her, hey, I want to put you in this position, this sexual position, and she's like, oh, I don't feel comfortable. Bye. Bye. Why would you say that? Well, listen, here's the thing. I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste your time. I thought, as I told you before, I want to get to know you in an intimate way. I thought we was having a good time, but if I had offended you or something, I'm sorry. Hey, look, I'll let you go. I'm not the right guy for you. How many guys you know tell women no or tell women goodbye? That's the dick, man. The most dangerous motherfucker is the one that not only can touch women without touching them, but the one that can walk away first. The one that can say goodbye. Man, when you tell a woman goodbye, it fucks up their universe. I guess the biggest fuck up in the universe is when y'all found out there was no such thing as Santa Claus as a kid and shit. But I'm just saying, it's like that big. It's like, who does he think he is? God's gift to the world? Well, to me, I am, because I'm the only one of my kind. So I am special. I'm sorry. I'm special. If I'm the only me in a world of billions of people, I ain't special? You goddamn right I'm special. And I'm so special that I have no problem being and worshiping me, because I'm special. And the only way you're going to get my time and attention is you got to show me that you're worthy of me. I don't need you because I can find you on any corner, any block. I can go to any city, any state, in any country, any continent, in any world and find you. But you'll never find someone like me because I'm not driven by emotions. I'm driven by my name. I'm driven by my fucking fingerprint. I'm not. See, the reason why women can't do it, caller, is because they are emotionally driven. They're emotionally driven. That's why they can't say what I'm saying, because they're driven off emotion.
So,
what's up?
So are we the drug dealer to her emotions, or are we the drug?
Man, I'm not a brother. I'm not just the drug dealer. I'm the motherfucker that goes in the forest and plants the fucking drug of me. I water the drug of me. And when the drug of me sprouts, I cut that motherfucker off. I drag that motherfucker on my donkey all the way to my plant. And what I do is I take the fucking leaves. I mashed him up. Now, guys, I watch Narcos, so hold on, guys. I watch Narcos, so don't think I do drugs. I'm just giving y'all an example. I can take the leaves. I can turn it into wine. I can turn it into beer. I can turn it into weed, cocaine, crack rock. I can take whatever I grew and I can shape it to what I want to do. And in my universe, when I pull out my you know, like you ever see John Wick? You know, when you hit that button, or the Kingsman, you hit that button, and they have different weapons and shit. You know, that door opens up, and there's different guns and shit in there, bullets and all that shit. I'm sitting like this. I'm sitting like this. Do I wanna give her, let her smoke the weed of me? Do I wanna have her, let her have a sip of me in vodka? No. Do I wanna use the crack rock? No, that's gonna be too much right now. You know what? I'm just gonna grab the ecstasy of me, and I'm gonna hit her with that. You see what I'm saying? I am the fucking drug. I'm all things. It's just, what me do I want to hit her with? Yeah, the hair, look. Now, and listen. Not only do I grab it and produce it, guess who I send out on the street to distribute it? I got my own me's distributing my number. Here's my Willy Wonka gold ticket. You want to get on the roller coaster ride because I got my own amusement park. Here's the gift. Here it is. Here you go. Here you go. Yeah, one for you. Oh, trick or treat. Here you go. Here's one for you. You see that? I'm Johnny Appleseed. All I'm doing is giving them my team, okay? I got my street team going out there passing out my golden tickets and my drugs. While me, my name, the king of me, right? The king of me. You know what he's doing while I'm doing all that shit? He is sitting on his – let me show you what he's doing. Let me show y'all. He's sitting on his throne right here. That's all he doing is watching everything go down. You want to know why? Because she'll never get to meet the best part of me unless she's worthy enough to meet this motherfucker. This motherfucker right here, she got to be able to lift the goddamn hammer. She can never meet the greatest part of me. She can never meet that. Because this motherfucker, is it this motherfucker? Yeah, this motherfucker right here, that's my name. That's my bloodline. That's my legacy. She don't get to meet that motherfucker. That's like, you know, you go at the job, have you ever really met the CEO or CFO at a company? No, you don't meet those motherfuckers. You rarely see those motherfuckers. You get to see the bosses, the managers, and the directors, but you don't get to see the top dog. Fuck you. Does that make any sense, brother?
Absolutely, Steve. You're the player extraordinaire. Thanks, bro.
Nah, I'm just a man, though, but I'll throw you back in, man. I appreciate you, brother. We'll throw you back in. I'm going to keep talking to y'all real quick before I wrap it up. But thank you, 252. We'll throw you back in. But, gentlemen, what I'm saying to y'all guys that are listening to me right now, this is what I'm trying to get you to understand, man. This is what I'm trying to get y'all to understand. That the difference between, see, I'm not saying not be nice, but I want you to understand that an asshole, the difference between an asshole that's assertive and a nice guy is that the asshole can say no and walk away. That's it. I'm a nice guy. Guys, I'm a fucking nerd. I'm about to watch the Justice League for the second time, that 4-hour motherfucking movie. I'm a nerd. I'm a big ass kid. I play video games. I'm a big kid. And if I fucking flip a wrong channel, I hit SpongeBob and it's a good episode, I'll watch that bitch. And I'm about to be 50 years old this year. I'm a big ass nerd kid. I don't eat cereal no more because I'm lactose intolerant, but I'm a big ass kid. I love to have fun. I love to have a good time. But that's just who I am. But what makes me an asshole to women, which makes me a jerk, which makes me this fucking, you narcissistic, cocky, conceited bitch, is that I can walk the fuck away and say no at a moment's notice. That's the difference. I believe in me so much because I am constantly creating. Man, my world every day expands. My world has been expanding. So I started at 9 years old in this game. I'll be 50. So what? For 41 years, I have been building what you see now, and I'm not done. For 41 years, I have built my universe to my specifications, and I will never allow a woman to come into my life and destroy what I have. And that's what I'm trying to show you guys. But also, I can communicate to her the things that you get. There's benefits. There's a benefit to being with me versus being with a single guy. You get a benefit. And that benefit is I will get you, hey, I'll take all your insecurities away. Smoke this. It's called Steve. Oh, no, wait. You don't want to smoke it? Hold on. I got this little stuff in powder. Let me draw some lines. Hold on. Let me give you a straw. Go ahead. Yeah, that Steve is powerful. God, you know, I will give and administer my drug to you however you want to take it. You want me to go get you something? We take a band and we tie it and we'll try to find you a good vein. Oh, it is a good vein. Let me go ahead and give you a little bit of Steve, okay? I'm going to give you some Steve that way. However you want to take it. Look, do you want to take it in pill, mushroom, however you want to take it, all that I am is grade A 100% me. That's what you'll be smoking. That's if you want it in liquid form, I'll let you drink. You want to have a sip of me? Hey, we're going to have me on the rocks. You can have me in vodka, rum. I don't give a fuck how what mixed drink you want to have, but you're going to get hooked on this shit because you know what? This flavor motherfucker ain't like anybody else in the world because I'm my own flavor in the month. I'm my own Baskin-Robbins. Depending on how many days a week, I got fucking 31 flavors, 41, 51, depending on how many flavors I have. Man, have you tried my banana tapioca meat? Man, you better try that. I am the cocoa. I am the tea. I am the ice cream. I am the fucking strawberries. I'm the whipped cream. I am all those things, and all you got to do is do the one thing that I position myself to get you to do, and that's you invite me in. All I'm trying to do is I'm not trying to prove myself to you. I'm not going to beg you. I'm not going to ask you for it. All I'm going to do is position myself for you to be so wild and amazed by who I am that you are going to invite me in. And when you unlock this and you open that door and you let me in, guys, I tell you all the time, man, I tell you all the time, you don't want a guy like me around. A lot of y'all guys think that shit is a joke. You don't want to be with a guy like me. I can say, I don't think this is going to work. Well, why? What do you mean it's not going to work? I don't think you want to be with someone like me. Why would you say that? I mean, you're very interesting. You're fun. You make me laugh. Yeah, but I don't think you want to be with somebody like me because I don't think you'd be able to handle this. I just don't think you can handle it. And I've told women that before. And you know, the worst thing to do is because they're cocky as fuck, challenge accepted. Okay. But I'm just letting you know that you're not going to be the only woman. Challenge accepted. I'll change you. Okay. I'll get you to be a one-woman guy. All right. If that's what you want to try. But I'm just letting you know that I'm not going to change. You're not going to change me. And look, if you're cool with, look, check this out. I'm going to give you a deal you can't refuse. You can go hang out with whoever you want to hang out with. You can go to dinner with whoever you want to go out with. I'm not going to run behind you. I'm not going to bug you. And you don't have to worry about me being insecure and ask you any kind of question. I will not do that. I will not do that. Whenever you want to fuck, whenever you want me to make you play with your pussy, whenever you want me to get you off, you let me know. Matter of fact, if you're taking a shower tonight, go ahead and let me know so I can get you to play with your pussy in the shower. If you want me to do that. Hey, look, I am, remember the track I did, Genie in a Bottle. Hey, rub me 3 times and you'll see a romantic, tongue-talented lover devoted to your mind and your body. Master, what is your wish? I'll do everything in your list. come take my hand, for your wish is my command, right? So what, that's all I'm saying to her right there. That's genie in the bottle. Look, you access me. That way, she feels that she's got the high ground. See, when a woman is not used to a man, see, the more control she thinks she has, really, it's the less control she actually has. Because what she can't understand is, okay, I'm winning. Hey, he's giving me all that. I can still see these guys. I can still see that. Gentlemen, y'all got to understand the game I'm about to spill on you real quick. That's what I want. All I've done is taken this seed, and I have just put it like this on her head. That's all I've done. You go ahead and hang out with all the guys. You go ahead and have all the fun you want. And when you want to talk to me, just hit me up. Hey, look, no questions asked. I'm not going to ask anything about who you with, why you with. It's none of my business. My job is one thing and one thing only, and that is to give you mental, sexual, and physical pleasure. You get back at me. Oh, I can't shit, girl. This is great. And then when she's with that guy, right? Who do you think is watering this shit? Who do you think is giving it sunlight? See, she thinks she's in control, but as soon as she gets with the other guy, she's waiting to be stimulated the way I've stimulated her. So the first thing that lines up in the seed is what? The seed has to bring out the roots that lock into the emotions. When the seed opens up, it's the roots that will hold firm. So now I've got myself rooted in her. It's already over before it's even begun. Because she's over here saying, you know what? I wonder what Rattlesnake is doing right now. Or she's saying, what is Pew Pew doing right now? Or Whiskey or Jeremy or Matt or True. I wonder what they're doing right now. I wonder what they're doing, and why don't they call me? Now, remember I told you sexual insecurities. It's not the why didn't I call her. She bypasses that, and the why becomes the who. Who is he with right now? Who is he making smile? Who is he making blush? Look, guys. I could be home doing this, or I'm over here watching SpongeBob SquarePants. Squidward. That's different. I'm like my little geeky ass. I could be watching TV, playing video games, watching wrestling, football, or I don't know. I'm just fucking whatever I'm doing. I'm just chilling. But what she's doing, because of this, she's going into not insecurities. She's going into sexual inconsistency. She's like, wait a second. What is he doing right now? You know, Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike, if I like the girl who cares, you're like, you know, cool it now. You know, they're always calling me. They're always bugging me. They're always, thank you, Real. Appreciate that shit. They're always, anyway, we got the lines open for a little while. We're about to wrap this up. Oh, I'm sorry. You called back, sir. I'm sorry. The line's going. They're always – call back whoever called in. Call back. I'll open you up. But I'm about to wrap this up. But they're always calling me and bugging me and having boring conversations with me, right? But Steve isn't. And then the guy's like, why are you laughing? Oh, it's not. I'm just thinking about something funny. Because I remember the time I was on the phone with him. And I don't know what it is we talked about, but it was just so invigorating. So it was so fun. Wow. It's like when I get around him, I just enjoy myself. See, I already got her. As I'm telling you, I got her. But it's on my terms. Think about what I just did. I told her, I'm not going to follow you. I'm not going to run behind you. I'm not going to call you. you call me. Even though she has the control, who the fuck you think is setting the terms of the control?
Man, hold on.
Oh my God. Let me say this again, because I think that shit, I think y'all understand. Thank you, Rattle. Let me say it again, because y'all think y'all missed it the first time, or maybe the second time. You can go out with whoever you want to go out with. You can, I'm not going to run behind you. I'm not going to bug you. I came first. I'm not going to bug you. Don't worry about it. You can do whatever you want to do. You don't have to worry about me at all. She thinks she's in control, but who do you think set the fucking terms of the goddamn control? I set the terms. She thinks she's winning, but she's actually losing because for the first time in her life, she's not setting the terms of control. The nice guy will let her set the terms. Guys, it's getting deep. Let me check the phone line one more time. You can call back if you want to. I know I missed a call. But I'm saying to y'all guys is before I wrap this up, listen. Think about what I'm saying. If I set the terms and she agrees to the terms, is she really in control? Or am I the one pulling the strings of the control that she really thinks she has? See, where you guys go wrong, you let the woman set the terms. See, the woman is going to tell you what you got to do to get her. Fuck that. You got to buy me 3 drinks. You got to take me out to dinner. You got to show me you're a real man as I'm a real woman. Man, get the fuck out of here, man. You. Not my universe. You go do what you want to do, and I'm fine with that. When you want me, you have access to me. Yes, that's it, Mr. James. The nice guy is always going to let the woman set the terms, and that's what happened with the callers. See, if you listen to the callers early on, the one that called early on or listen to the show before, you'll notice the guys have one thing in common. They're letting the women set the terms. They're letting the woman, you know, I'm coming into town. I'll let you know when I come into town. See, she was saying I, right? And his problem was, instead of being a you, he didn't become a me. he was just sitting there taking all her bullshit. Come on into town. You see what I'm saying, guys? Come on into town. And, you know, when you have time, what is she saying in the message? I'll message you when I get into town. See, there's a difference if you say, get at me when you get into town versus her saying, I'll message you. Guys, words are more powerful than you understand, but commanding words are where it's at. If you begin to command and you begin to show women what you want through what you're saying, see, you don't have to make it about sex. Sex is already on the table. You don't have to make it about sex. All I'm showing her is the mall food that I've always told you all about. I just want to give her a taste. You know what? When I got her comfortable enough and I got her where she's in a good mood, or you know what? Man, the best times, guys, is when she has a bad day. When she has a bad day, I'll read that 1 second, brother. When she has a bad day, guys, you know why I love bad days the best? Because bad days give me opportunity to choose marijuana, crack, cocaine, me in the form of rock, me in the form of hair. How do I want to minister this shit to her? How do I want to give it to her? Oh, you're having a bad day? Hey, check this out. This is what I want you to do. This is what I want you to do. This is what I want you to do. command. See that right there? This is what I want you to do. Because if I were there with you right now, this is what I am going to do. See, remember, I come first. I, me, my. This is what I would do. So what I want you to do is I want you to go ahead and take off your clothes, because if I were there, I would undress you. Texting, voice, video, live. See that? Gentlemen. That's the difference in the game. Nice guy is going to say, you had a long day, what's wrong? You tell me what's wrong. See, he didn't say I. He said you. What's going on with you? What's wrong with you? Did something happen in your day? Not saying one motherfucking I mean, God, man, it's deep. I keep telling y'all, man, ain't nobody doing this shit. Nobody's breaking this down. I hope y'all see this shit. I hope you see this shit. I learned my lesson thinking I needed to help a girl travel to be paying for a subway ticket a while back. She ain't respect. No. So listen. Remember I told you, you don't need to help a woman with a subway ticket. You need to help her find her way to your dick. That's what I think the problem was. That's why, see, a lot of y'all guys think that doing these chivalrous things to women that you're going to get them to sleep with you. It's not happening that way. It doesn't work that way. But I'm going to get back to the woman that's having a bad day. I want you to turn off the lights, and I want you to go ahead and get your favorite music, because you know what? If I were there, what I would do is I would undress you really slow. I have your favorite music. I put some candles on, get your favorite wine. I mean, right? And then what I would do, y'all listen to the language. All I'm doing is setting this shit up for me. So while you're taking a bath, what I want you to do is go ahead and relax yourself. And then what I want you to do is, when you can, go ahead and get back at me on video so I can see what it's like to see you in the bathtub sipping on some wine with some bubbles. At that point, because I went from I, but then I'm showing her that she's really thinking she's in control, because the last thing I said is, what I want you to do is, when you're ready, get the telephone. And when you're relating, when you're relaxed, get with me live so I can watch you, so I can see what it's like. So at that point, she thinks that what she's doing, okay, what she's doing is something she wants to do, even though I made the command. I'm not trying to manipulate her or anything like that. I'm just showing you how it is. I'm just being straight up with her motherfucking ass, man. Okay? Let's see what you're saying here. As soon as she rode with me, she started asking for a wild bunch of things and food, and I told myself, well, see, here's the thing, BC brother. This is why I always tell you guys that y'all have to stop trying to be chivalrous to these women. Fuck that chivalrous shit. Listen, y'all are too busy trying to please a woman's wants, and you're not going after what she needs. Y'all too busy. Y'all think the pussy is by doing things for women. Remember, man, it's not the gifts. It's not the money. It's the emotional connection she's going to have by spending time with you. That is the most dangerous guy, because you don't have to come off any money to make an emotional connection. That's fucking free, gentlemen. An emotional connection is free. But you can't get in this game being scared. I told you, you got to learn how to walk away. And if you can walk away, you win. If you can say no, you win. I would have told her ass, hey, you know what? Let me see. She wrote with you, asked for a bunch of things and food, right? So, hey, you know what? I know you're hungry, and I got a great idea. I know that you're hungry, right? She don't even see how this shit's working. What are we going to do? You know what? I know you're hungry, so this is what I'm going to do. When I pick you up, we'll go grab some food. I'll jump in the shower. I'll take off my clothes, and I'll put the food on my dick and my balls, and you'll eat that shit off me. That way, you can eat your food and suck my dick at the same time. That's the only way I'm going to buy you some fucking food, because you got me fucked up. Because I ain't buying you shit unless it benefits me. Shit, I'll be your plate. Yeah, hey, you can put, look, if it's hot, I'll put a little napkin on my motherfucking body. But if you want to eat off my body, please go right ahead if that's going to lead to you sucking my dick. But if you ain't going to do that, man, I ain't buying you shit. The fuck am I going to buy you food for? You better go ask that sucker. That's how you got to talk to them, man. You got to talk to them like you're the most arrogant motherfucker on the planet. That's how you got to talk to them, man. Listen, I'm not listen, I'll be more than happy. Listen, you want dinner? Oh, shit, girl. Hey, you know what? No, we ain't going to Chez Francois. No. I know a place that's even better than Chez Francois. What? I mean, Chez Francois is pretty expensive. Yeah, I know it is. But I know a better place than Chez Francois. Have you ever heard of Williams? Have you ever heard of that restaurant? Man, let me tell you. Not only do you get a good meal, but you get to eat it off my motherfucking body. And then for dessert, you get to suck my dick. It's a win-win. So are you really hungry? Because they sell subs, hors d'oeuvres. Hell, if you even want a salad, because I never had ranch dressing on my dick, but if you like me put a little bit of dressing on my balls and you like to lick it off, then, hey, by all means, you want to eat? Hey, girl, we going to eat because I know you hungry. Hey, you got that? Who ain't got the body? I'm telling you. I can't believe that you would say that. Well, what are you talking about? I can't believe that you would say, oh, my God, why would you say that? Oh, my God, I can't believe you told me to eat the food and suck your dick. What's wrong with that? That is the most disgusting. Oh, my God, I can't believe that. Well, I'm going to tell you something that's even worse than that. You thinking that I'm going to buy you some food for free without you fucking me. That's disgusting as shit. That shit made me sick. I understand you because you under the pressure. You think I'm just going to buy you food on general principle? That makes me sick. Oh, I understand. Oh my God. Wait, you think I'm going to buy you food and you ain't going to suck my dick? Oh, I'm just as sick as you. That's exactly how I play that shit, guys. I ain't playing around with that shit. I ain't playing around with that shit. I'm keeping that real, man. No. I ain't buying you shit. Now, I'll get you some cocoa on the corner of my dick on your forehead, my balls in your mouth. I'm fine with that. But I'm just saying to you guys is this. My world is so valuable to me that I don't need to buy you a dinner. You can have it on me. Look, hey, baby, look. I can't put no hot soup on my fucking skin. It might burn me. But you know what? We can get a little a paper bowl and put a little bit of soup in. You can have a little bit of soup and jerk my dick. Or You can have a little soup and lick my dick. I mean, however you want to do it, I mean, you can have it your way. I'm fine with it. But if you say that I, see that you, I, see you came first, that's the problem. If you, see that's the problem. When it's a you before I, write that down, guys. If it's ever you before I, that's the problem. It's always got to be I before you. So if you think that I, see that, you before I, if you think that I am going to take you out, then you, double U's, got me, I won, all fucked up. Because I ain't that dumb motherfucker you've been with. See that? That's how it works. Never, when you put you before I, you're always messing up. You're so gorgeous. Can I see you? I'm thinking about you. But that's an IU, so that works. But that's what I'm saying, man. You guys always put the woman above yourself, man, and that's the problem of the communication. You cannot communicate what you want when you're putting someone above you, okay? Because you're worshiping that person. When you have someone above you, you worship. Now, I'll give you an example. If you're religious, you worship God because you have God above you, and that's fine. You pray up, and that's fine. I'm not judging you for your religion. But if you put a woman up there, that's a problem. Pray to God. That's what you do. But never worship and pray to a woman. Don't do it. Mm-mm. You don't pray to the woman. She is prey. But let me check the lines before I wrap this up. She's prey, man. She's not the one you pray to. She's the one that you attack. No, not a bad way. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying, man. So that's all I'm saying to y'all guys, man. But in wrapping this up, we just have to remember that for a lot of you young men, the process of stop being the nice guy is be the nice guy. I think what makes all of you men unique to yourselves is that it's okay to be the nice guy. And that's, listen, I'm not here to tell you not to be nice. Be the nice guy. But the only thing that's going to make you an asshole is being the nice guy, but being able to say no and being able to walk away. That's what makes you a fucking asshole. That's the only thing. There's no difference. I'm nice, but what makes me an asshole, what makes me a jerk is she can't get her way. She, you see that? If you use the word she like you, that's the problem. Do y'all see what I'm saying? Do y'all see what I'm saying? That's how deep the game is. And remember, next week, Easter game. We're gonna remember, nobody does what we do. We're going to be talking about the Easter game. I'm going to have the basket and shit. So we're going to break down the Easter game for you guys. But what I'm saying for all you guys, I love my chat room dogs, man. I appreciate all you guys. Y'all are great men. I went well over an extra hour because I wanted to chop it up with y'all guys and all this other stuff, man. But what is important to me at the end of the day is I'm going to try to do everything I can to bring out the best you. I am going to try to bring out the you in you so you can look at yourself as being number one. So when you are talking to the woman, you first talking to her, you're going to state what you want from her. You're going to state your expectation. It'll be you first, not me, you, as in I, you as an I. So when you're talking to her, you're more I. I'm not trying to confuse y'all motherfuckers, but you see what I'm saying? The man that starts off with I is the dangerous motherfucker because he's making it all about himself versus the regular guy that makes it about the woman. She's so pretty. Look at her ass. Damn, she got a fat ass. Damn, she got nice titties, right? That guy is always going to fall in the friend zone because he doesn't have experience. Motherfuckers that's in the game, sure, he's going to notice the ass, titties, and body. But before he say, damn, she got a fat ass, he's saying, wait till I put that flavor in her motherfucking ear. It's always going to be, I, before there's a you or she has or look at what she has, there's always going to be an I. Remember I showed you, I'll show you the quick clip. Remember this clip right here? Let me show you the clip. Let me turn off the, I'm about to shut the lines down, so let me turn this off. But I want you to look at the eye in this commercial. Watch this.
Margaret Booth rules for God delivery. Between you and me, I bet myself to go out to banger by the end of the summer. You bet yourself.
I and I'd, right? Between you and me, I bet myself that I'd bang her by the end of the summer. And the motherfucker was so shocked. Like, wait, what do you mean you bet yourself? You goddamn right. But what did he say? I bet myself that I'd, I-D meaning I'd, as an action, it would get that motherfucking ass by the end of the summer. Do y'all see what I'm saying? I, that's what I'm trying to show y'all, motherfucker. That, see, the guys that get the women are going to speak in the language of their own language first. I, that's what I'm trying to tell you, the I. I had to talk long anyway to get over this. Well, okay, now there's a good one. Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. That's, hey, right. See, even if you say those titties, right, would look good around my dick, at least you're ending it with an I. You see what I'm saying? Think about this for a second, guys. As long as the I comes before and after, it's okay. All right, but David, okay, David. It's not building the assertiveness. It's believing that you can do it without putting your emotions in it, okay? See, a lot of people think that, okay, I can go to the store and pull out a thing of assertiveness and drink it and eat it like cereal. It doesn't work that way. First thing you got to do, David, is you got to learn your language of David. You got to know how you operate. And once you learn how you operate within that confine. You've got to learn David. See, you can't build unless you know who you are. You can't build on anything unless you know the language that you speak. So if I know that I speak, if I know I speak in numbers, okay, I'll just give an example. If I speak in numbers, I'm learning that, okay? I'm still constantly learning my numbers. So what I'm saying, David, if you're numbers, that means you should be at 200 billion, 786 trillion. I mean, you should still be going with your numbers, right? But as you are learning your numbers, you still got to learn colors. You got to learn shapes, okay? You got to learn different things. Now, remember, those different things don't define you, but you're learning different opponents. Because if you want to bring, let's say, a circle back to your number, you have got to know how you are so that I can go into that you to bring it back to an I. Do you see what I'm saying? See, a lot of guys don't know themselves. So what they do is they're subject to whatever the woman is. They form and fit what they think the woman is versus what they are. So once you know your language and learn what makes you you, you're steadily evolving that shit. So it's kind of like, let me take this thing down before we wrap this up. And I hope I'm not getting too deep on y'all guys, but this is just how deep the game is. So this is you right here. So let's say you're the numbers, right? You're constantly this, okay? But while you're doing this, you're still moving, okay? So it's two. So it's moving together. Remember I showed you at the House of Cards. Remember that there's another world, but it's still operating beside. It's weird. I'm not trying to get all crazy and crafty. I'm just saying that as you're growing yourself and learning more about you, you're separating yourself from the average guy who wants to be like other men. And the more you separate yourself from everybody, that's the thing that a woman's going to be driven on and trying to learn about you, because she's never met you before. But even though you're still learning you, you still got to learn how to play the instruments. You got to learn the bass, the drums, the guitar. You got to learn how to mix, arrange, compose, produce. You got to learn how to do the sound checks. You got to learn the difference between the house woman and the techno woman. You got to know the difference between the classical one and the motherfucking country and western. You got to know the difference between the tribal, the trance one versus the soul, the funk, the R&B, the gospel. So remember, women are different, yes, but the one common denominator that all these women have to deal with is you. That's what changes up the game. I don't care what she is. As long as I know what I am, what I expect, see, I, me. As long as I know what I want and what I expect, then I'm not going to have the problem with the woman. So, because it's going to be at that point, the woman's going to follow my narrative. If she doesn't follow it, goodbye. And if she doesn't follow it, here are my options. I can put her on a practice squad and let her ass marinate. I can go ahead and get rid of her motherfucking ass. Or I can trade her to my boy for some picks. And what I mean by trading my boy, I'm like, hey, man, I got one for you. Look, man, you want to go ahead and holler at her, you go right ahead. But I want that number 9, and I want a supplemental. That's what this I'm saying. No, yeah, hey, no. David, not just self-love. It's self-stalking. It's a self-obsession. You have got to go beyond the love that you have of yourself and become an infatuation to yourself, to a point where you are so into you that if you could, you would put out a restraining order on yourself, because all you've been doing is following and stalking your every move. That's how deep it is. Yes. See, I don't want y'all guys to love yourself. I want you to be your own. I want you to know yourself inside and out. So when you know what you are and you know what you stand for, it's at that point you ain't going to put up with anything. It's that point where you go beyond what you think you can go beyond. It is at that point, gentlemen, that you have broken free of the emotional feelings that you have. See, the man that becomes emotional with a woman is a man that doesn't have a foundation of himself. It's the foundation that keeps you protected, because it's the warrior that protects you. It's your warrior that protects you, but he also expands the realm. He's also battling, and he's also fighting every goddamn day. He's like, man, give me my motherfucking sword. Give me my bat. Give me my fucking hatchet. Where you going? Man, I'm about to fuck up fear. Oh, that motherfucker's at the gates again? Yeah, I got it, dog. Fear, excuses, being a victim. Man, what I'm going to use today? 1-tay, 2-tay, 3-tay, 4-tay, 5-tay, 6-tay, 7-tay, or my mama told me to pick this one, and you are it. All right, let me get the gun. I'll be back, motherfucker, later on tonight. I'm about to fuck up fear, anxiety, and all those motherfuckers that's banging at the castle door. I'll be back. That's what I'm talking about. That motherfucker be like, God damn it. It's like, ooh-wee, it's been a long day, but man, I fucked up fear. Hey, look, we stormed the castle, we took the castle, and we pushed fear back another 50 motherfucking million miles. So they're nowhere. They can't touch us. They can't tell us that we ain't good enough. They can't tell us we special. But tomorrow, I got to keep going because we gonna push them motherfuckers out of our universe. That's how deep the fucking game is, guys. Where your warrior is constantly battling fucking fear and beating the shit. Hey, fear is like this. I can't win with this motherfucker, man. Every time I want to knock on the door and tell that motherfucker he no good, they always kicking my motherfucking ass, okay? That's what I'm saying, man. Let me see, Mr. Faz. I tell my boys I coach soccer, but they need to love the kind of the Mariner first, yes. Yeah, hey, listen, Mr. Faz, this is what I want you to tell your soccer players. Don't get caught up in the score and don't get caught up in the game. The first thing you want your soccer kids to learn is to get caught up in the skills that they know. And if they can learn their skills as a subsystem part, that's going to give me a better chance in understanding what you do well so I can position you where you can be a star. Because I want – tell all your kids, hey, I appreciate you young guys. I'm proud of you young guys. So what I'm trying to do right now as your coach is I'm trying to find out where you shine the best. And the only way we can do this is practice. And when I can see that either you're a great defender or you're good on offense, I'm going to utilize your skill and your talent. Remember, I'm going to utilize your skill and your talent. Yes, exactly. I'm going to utilize your skill and your talent. And what I'm going to do, thank you, Rattles Nation, for the five. What I'm going to do is I'm going to utilize you in the best position. You want to know why? Because if I can find your strength, then you'll never have any fear on that field because you're going to believe in your strength. We just got to find what you do good. And if you do a multitude of things, we'll move you around. And if you don't, but what we'll do as we're building you to feel secure in what you're going to do, we're going to push a little bit beyond because you know what? When you're good on offense, what's going to make you even greater is showing you how to play better defense. And that's another thing. So we're going to work on two things. Remember, I showed you guys two different things moving. We're going to show you on offense and defense. So that's how you go ahead. You got to let them know. But also, hey, what I would do is I would buy a mirror and bring that mirror to the soccer, to the kids, and say, I want you to meet the greatest person you'll ever meet in your life. Are y'all kids ready? Everybody sit down. You sit all of them down in the line. I'm showing y'all some game right here. I want you kids. Are you kids ready to meet the greatest person in the whole entire world? Are you kids ready to meet that? And the kids will be like, yeah, I'm ready, and all this other shit, right? All right. What I want you to do, now listen. Once I introduce you to this guy, okay, you can never take it back. Because when you meet this guy, this is the best guy in the world. Are you ready to meet him? Pull that fucking mirror out and let every kid look at themselves in the mirror one by one by one. And after you're done and say, see, guys, I just want to introduce you to the best man in the world, and that is you, okay? Okay? Now, let me get to this question real quick before we go. But David, Ben, good job with the kids, man. Just always, the kids have got to believe in themselves first to believe in their attributes. And that's what I'm kind of showing y'all guys. See, when you believe in yourself first, then you are more apt to believe in the skill. But the first thing is belief in self. That's why we call it a man mindset, okay? That's it. Yeah, it's more inner champ, right? Yeah, it's awesome. It's beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, Ben, I know. I don't know where it comes from, dog, but that's what I say with the kids. Man, I love the kids, but I ain't the paw. M-Dog, you say, I feel you fast, but I mean like flirting with a girl without putting her on a pedestal. That's the thin line. No. See, here's the thing. You flirting with a girl is based on how you feel about yourself. Because, see, this is what y'all don't understand about pedestals and worshiping. And it's very easy to understand. Write this down. This is how simple it is. It's never worshiping and putting them on a pedestal if you worship yourself more than them. How can she sit on a throne when you're already sitting on that? How can you put her on a throne when you're already sitting on it? See, the problem is, M-Dog, is the way you're coming off is that you worship women more than you worship yourself. So it's going to come off creepy, thirsty, or you're going to make them feel like they're better than you because you have women above yourself. It will never be put. Listen, two men can say the same thing, okay? Two men can say the same thing. You know, what's up, sexy? Two men can say the same thing. What's up, sexy, right? The difference is the man that worships the woman and says, what's up, sexy, is different than the woman worshiping the man. The man worshiping the woman is different from the man above the woman. Because both guys can say the same thing, but it's going to be perceived different based off of who is on top. Because remember, you're top or bottom bitch. And I don't want y'all to be the bottom bitches. All right, last thing, I got to wrap this up, guys. I'm probably going to do something tomorrow as well. A girl just said, I like it when you kiss my neck. That made me feel good. You have a good mood. Come on, dog. Matthew, just come on, Matthew. All right, let's put a bit of yak, Matthew. Matthew, mark this at 4:11, okay? 4:11, okay? Mark it at 4:11. What I want you to say is, feeling good is one thing, but feeling great is something else. The reason why I kissed you on your neck is because when I put my lips on your neck, I could feel the hair and the goosebumps rising off of you. And that gave me a clue and an indication that I'm at the right spot. But if you think a kiss on your neck is something, wait until I take my hands and slowly guide them down the sides of your hip all the way down to the inner thigh while I'm kissing your neck. And then when I take my other hand and touch your breasts and then turn you around and look at you and lean in for a kiss, you think you're having a good time right now. Wait till I do this, because a kiss right now is just the beginning of something fun. Because can you imagine me kissing your neck when I have the lights out, where you can't see where I'm going to kiss next? Can you imagine us having a music playing where I'm going to kiss you on your neck to the rhythm of your favorite song? So the next time you're at work or you're driving, you'll be thinking about my lips on your neck to a point where you're going to message me with a selfie or a smile, or you're just thinking about me just off of me kissing your neck. Do you want to play? Well, if you want to play, what I want to do is I want to blindfold you. Matter of fact, Matthew, I got it. Let me stop. I had to stop myself because I can ramble on with yak. But Matthew, make sure you listen to next week's show, next Wednesday show, because we're going to do the Easter game. So Matthew, I got something special for you. This is going to be for you, Matthew, for you have women. I'm going to show you the Easter game, okay, because Easter's coming up on Sunday. We're going to do this next Wednesday, so we'll have enough time to get your basket and all the little stuff that you need. And I'm going to show you the Easter game because nobody's doing this. So if you think, and now let's change it. Now, Matthew, you can have that one, Matthew, at 4:11. Or you can say, if you think me kissing you on your neck is special, wait till we spend Easter together. Kissing you on your neck is just the beginning of things that I'm going to do to you on Easter. Now, I can't kiss and tell. But I can tell you this much, whatever I do to you is not only going to put a smile on your face, it's going to make you blush, and it's going to make that beautiful pussy of yours wet. I mean, you got two choices here, Matthew, but I'm just saying, man. It just comes to me, dog. But I'm just saying, that's how you spit that yickety-yak. But Matthew, next Wednesday, make sure you have your crayons out, because I'm going to teach you the Easter game, okay? I'm going to teach you the Easter game because Easter is going to be the following Sunday. So that gives you Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That gives you 4 days to learn that and it's going to be real simple. It's not going to be complicated, but I'm going to show you how to do it. So when Sunday comes and she comes over, you're going to be able to give her an experience that she's never had before, okay? So that's what I want to say. But you know what I really want to say at the end of the day, I want to take a moment to say thank you to all you guys taking a moment that have liked the show. I appreciate you guys subscribing to the show. When you like it, it helps the algorithms. And even if you don't like it, I appreciate you just taking a minute, a bit of your time and listen to what I have to say, because there's so much that you have as men. There's so much that you guys, I swear to you, and this is no joke, and I'm not trying to gas you up. You are a vast world. Guys, I just look, the two things I want you to do. I got two homework assignments for you. Two things I want you to do. When this show is over with, I want you to look out your window and look up in the sky and look at that vast universe. It goes beyond this planet. But mentally, you are a vast universe that you have not tapped into. And what I'm trying to do is to get you guys to start tapping into your universe. Because when you start to create your universe in the way you want to create it, you become very dangerous because you trust the narrative. And yes, you're gonna lose and you're going to get knocked down and you're going to get rejected. But even though you may lose a battle, you'll never lose the war because you'll never lose yourself. And that's what I want you guys to do. And just like those kids, and I don't want y'all to be kids and everything, but your homework assignment is, gentlemen, are you ready to meet the greatest person in your life? Guys, are you ready to meet the baddest motherfucker on this planet? Now, you don't have to meet him, but I promise you he's always going to be there for you when you're ready. So if you're ready to meet him, what I want you guys to do is when this show is over with, just go to your bathroom, turn on a light, and he will magically appear. Weird thing is, he's going to look just like you. It's going to be the weirdest thing. But you know what? I want you to introduce yourself to the greatest motherfucker that's walking this planet. And the reason that makes that motherfucker so great, gentlemen, is because there ain't another motherfucker like him in this planet. That guy you're about to see in the mirror is the only motherfucking in this planet. There ain't nobody like him. Nobody like him. But that's if you want to meet him. It's your choice. I'm not trying to force you to meet him. But if you want to meet him, just introduce yourself to him. Tell him you love him. I promise he'll tell you love him back. And you tell that motherfucker, I got you. And I promise you, he'll tell you I got you back. And if you want to meet him, you can do it every fucking day. Every day you open your eyes, which brings me to what I always love to tell all you guys before we wrap this up, is taking that moment tonight before you go to bed or after you meet that guy in the mirror. If you're going to pray, pray and do everything you want to do, but just take that moment and think about the graveyard. Just take one. It doesn't take long. Just think about it. And just remember, everybody in there has one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. So all I'm saying to all you guys out there is that, not wishing bad on you, I'm just getting y'all to see that I want you to live every day like it is going to be your last, okay? But every day, I want you, if you get a chance, don't just meet that motherfucker today. Meet him tomorrow. Meet him the next day. When you get turned down and she tells you no and she rejects you, promise you, if you go to that motherfucker in the mirror, he's got your back, even in tough times. He's the only person that has you fucking covered. Nobody else can love you, cover you, and have your back like that special person. I've never met him before, but you haven't either. So if you want to meet that motherfucker, go in the bathroom and become acquainted with him and let him know that rain, snow, sleet, shine, tough times, rejection, hard times, and even when the world is beating me down, that I got your motherfucking back. And I promise you, he'll tell you the same thing. I promise you, he will have your fucking back. He will be your harshest critic, and he will be your biggest hero and your biggest fan if you allow that motherfucker in your life. And that motherfucker is you, okay, gentlemen? Just remember that, okay, guys? Remember that. This show is not about me. This show is about you and learning how beautiful you are as a man. There is no motherfucking man like you guys, okay? There's nobody. And I'm not just saying that to blow smoke up. I'm not about that. I'm about showing you that, yes, I can be tough on you. And I am hard and tough on you. But I'm tough on you because I care about you. Because I know if you can deal with my cake motherfucking ass, there's not a woman that you ain't going to be able to deal with. You'll be able to deal with any woman in the world. And I'm not even tough on you. I just love you enough and care about you motherfuckers enough to be hard on you because I know that you can be better. You just got to believe it. I believe in you. That's why I meet you motherfuckers halfway. That's why I'm on this motherfucker for 4 hours and 20 minutes because you know what? I believe in you motherfuckers. I'm going to do what the average guy doesn't do. I'm going to talk to you because you know why? I want you to win. But I don't want you to win first. I want you to believe in that motherfucker in the mirror. Love that motherfucker in the mirror. Support him. Follow him. Stalk him. Become infatuated with him. He should be the one, instead of putting posters of fucking people, put posters of that motherfucker that you love. Not me. Not posters of me. But I'm saying of you. Man, it's okay to be this arrogant. It's okay. People won't understand it, but they don't need to understand it because they don't know you. That's all I'm saying, okay, guys? That's all I'm saying, okay, man? Thank you very much. No, listen, I'm not the real deal. You're the real deal. And I want you to believe in yourselves, man. Listen, this is why I always tell you about me. Please, guys, please don't follow me. Don't believe me. Learn it yourself. Take the information I'm using you, utilize it, and see the change, man. That's what makes you great. I don't want you to get married. I want you to be in a relationship. I want you to have whatever the fuck it is you want to have. But you come before her. It's I before her. Now, in the bedroom, she comes first. But outside the bedroom, you come first in everything that you do. Okay, guys? So, gentlemen, just remember, okay? Just remember. And thank you, guys. Just remember, okay, that you're great men. And I am going to do everything I fucking can to push you towards your greatness. Every one of you that is listening to me from the comfort of your home, I'm only talking to you and you only. I'm not talking to y'all as a whole. Fuck that. I'm talking to you as individuals. We've got to forge the key. You've got to find that caged lion inside of you. You've got to unlock that motherfucker and then just train him. Train him to your specifications because when you do that, you win. Okay, guys? All right, man, this has been a great show. I've been talking long. I needed to talk because I need to get this cold out of me, but I had to talk. But I appreciate you guys. Guys, you need me. As I said before, let me show you. Y'all need, if y'all ready, and again, it's up to you. We don't push this shit. Y'all ready to learn? Manmindset@gmail.com. TheManMindset@gmail.com, TheManMindset@gmail.com. Guys, it's very important that y'all watch that Derrick Jackson stuff that I posted because I'm showing you some stuff about the game that you're going to learn. More than likely, I'll do another show sometime this week. Don't know when, but I'll do something for you guys. The gear is being worked on. The membership, the sex membership is being worked on. And Man Mindset U is being worked on. So I'm trying to give as much as I can because, gentlemen, I'm telling you, where we in March? We're April, okay? May, June, July, 4 months. 4 months from now, I am going to start the process of my demise. Okay? So 4 months from now, gentlemen, I'm not going to necessarily reach my mountaintop. It's just I'm going to be working towards my end. Because I'll be 50 in August. So it's not that I'm going to go away pretty soon, but I'm going to be at that tipping point where I'm going this way instead of that way. Even though in my mind I'm still going this way, but I don't really count time and all that. I don't think about time and all that stuff, but I'm just letting y'all know I got it at that point. I got to get more stuff out to you because at that point, my body is going to start to slowly deteriorate, even though my mind isn't. My body's going to slowly start to shut down, slowly but surely, as I'm going down at 50. But it's not a bad thing. It's just life. I'm cool with that. But we got to get out information as much as we can because I don't know when my time is up. I don't know. So I need to get all I can out before my time is up. So, but that's no big deal. But it's all good, man. It is all good, man. I appreciate all you men. And like I said, for just real quick, for let me see what your name was. I don't want to forget your name. We was talking about the children. Oh, yeah, Ben, Mr. Ben, make sure you get that mirror, okay? Make sure you get that mirror, Ben, okay, where you can show those young kids the greatest man in the world because a lot of young kids have never been told that. Even a lot of you guys today, this is probably the first time you ever told that you got the opportunity to meet the greatest man in the world. I don't know if you've ever been told that, but I'm going to tell you motherfuckers that. So take that opportunity, guys. When we say goodbye, take that opportunity. Go meet the greatest man in the world, guys. If you get a chance and you're brand new to this, please, guys, go ahead and subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell. You don't have to like it, but the likes help the algorithms of this show. Gentlemen, also, if you comment, I do want to let you guys know I'll try everything I can to either read your comments when I get a chance because I'll hit a heart if I get a chance, but I'll try to reply back to some of your comments as well. Okay, gentlemen? So with that being said, man, y'all are great men, okay? And I appreciate all you guys. Be great. Be wise. And remember, just be you. There's nothing wrong with you. We'll talk more about that. I think we'll talk about tomorrow. I'll do a show sometime tomorrow talking about there's nothing wrong with you. Y'all, there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong. I'm telling you, there's nothing wrong with you. It's just the pathway you're taking is wrong. Okay, so we'll probably do a show on that. Okay, guys. Hey, guys, I'm the dean. I got to take some medicine now. Relax. I'm going to try to get that poetry track together. I'm going to try to get it together. I got it all. I promised the guy I'd do it. It just took a while, but I'm going to try to get that done as fast as I can. But, gentlemen, y'all have a very, very, very wonderful evening, okay? And, I rock with y'all. I roll with y'all. I fight for y'all, man, because I believe in you motherfuckers. Time you start believing in yourself. Gentlemen. I'm the Dean, it's the Man Mindset, fuck with your boy.
Has a voice.
Sanjay, unfortunately, I'm unable to pick up the phone.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.